Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Sponsored by Corteva Agriscience with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Oil cash cattle markets expected to remain silent or nearly silent through most of the day, with packers not expected to quickly move into the market until late in the week. And this could keep markets uncertain, with cash trade potentially put off until Friday once again. It's likely that asking prices will start by midday, although this is not expected to bring about any action. Initial trade in live cattle futures is expected to remain mixed, with a combination of follow-through selling, pressure, and short covering through the morning. Outside market shifts will once again play a significant role in overall direction of the market and participation by commercial and investment traders. Now, cash markets are expected to remain mixed through most of the morning, with prices 50 cents lower to a dollar higher on the hogs, although most bids are expected steady here at midweek. With another round of winter storms in the last day, there is expected to be some challenge getting hogs to plants through much of the Midwest. This is likely to limit packer runs the next couple of days. Futures trade is called mixed in a moderate range, although their ability to hold on to recent support levels is helping to spark additional commercial buyer activity through most of the complex. Now, on the grains, the wheat markets are higher this morning as Chicago wheat attempts to notch its fifth higher close in a row. March Chicago wheat has found itself locked between the 50 and 100-day moving averages, but remaining inside its declining trend channel. Wheat prices were supported on Tuesday due to reports of the Ukrainian ag minister reiterating to exporters they are not to exceed 8 million metric tons of milling wheat exports for the marketing year 2018 and 19. Corn prices are bouncing a bit today, but are well inside yesterday's range and the last several months' price action. Despite the range-bound price action, implied volatility is actually higher than the same time a week ago. And soybeans are a bit higher this morning, although the impressive reversal posted yesterday is what has most people talking. The constant back-and-forth roller coaster trade negotiations are taking their toll on traders around the globe. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle down 140, 125.12. April down 130 yesterday, 126.07. March feeder cattle down 132 at 141.50. April down 145 at 142.95. February hogs up 25 cents, 61.47. April down 17, 66.10. Kansas City wheat, March up 2 and 3 quarters at 512.5. May's up 2 and 3 quarters at 521.5. Chicago wheat, March up 2 and a quarter, 523.5. May's up 1 and 3 quarters at 528 and 3 quarters. March corn's up 1 and a quarter at 380 and a quarter. May up 1 and a quarter at 388 and a half. March soybeans up 2 and 3 quarters at 912. May was up 2 and 3 quarters at 925 and a half. March cotton up 24 cents yesterday, 73.37. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.